The governor did not open his briefing to media, and he did it without his usual PowerPoint presentation and without his staff.
So I gave everyone today off, and I can handle this last daily COVID briefing alone.
Cuomo says the daily hospitalization rate for COVID-19 patients at 1,284 is the lowest level since the pandemic began in New York. Tests show the rate of the incidence of the virus is at less than 1%, and the three-day average of those who died from the disease is also at its lowest level.
25 souls each day, and we'll remember them in our thoughts and prayers.
Cuomo credits the cooperation of New Yorkers in obeying stay-at-home orders and during the phased-in, ongoing reopenings, wearing masks and observing social distancing for the state's success in beating back the virus. New York now has the lowest rate of infection in the nation. Cuomo says it's not the time, though, to let down our guard. He says he and his staff will continue to monitor the disease.
COVID isn't over. We still have much more to do. We have to monitor the local infection rate. Local governments must ensure compliance and do tracing. We have to watch out for a second wave. We have to watch out for possible infections coming now from other states. And many people need help to get their lives back to normal.
The governor says he is particularly worried about some of those states where infection rates are on the rise. Cuomo said earlier in the week that he might impose a quarantine on visitors from states including Florida, where COVID-19 cases are spiking. But the governor did not make any new announcements on that Friday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.